It's my pleasure to welcome back to the microphone now the President and Chief Executive Officer of Heritage, David Smeltzer, appearing for our regular Heritage program on WJTN. Mr. Smeltzer, thank you once again for taking the time to speak to us at this very busy time for you.
Well, it's my privilege and a pleasure to be with you again, Dennis.
Let us update the community since last week about the things that Heritage is doing to prepare for, to cope with, the issues regarding the COVID-19 outbreak.
Well, Dennis, as you know, we have a task force that's in place that is daily reviewing guidelines from the CDC, state, local, and federal governments to make sure we are in absolute compliance and practicing the best measures that we can at this point in time to keep our residents safe and well. And, of course, you all know that that includes the no-visitation policy. That's something that we are trying to do everything we can to provide socialization in isolation, if you will, to try to keep residents actively engaged and in contact with their family members, everything from e-visits to phone calls to on our Facebook page. If you scroll through there, you'll see lots of pictures of residents who are holding signs. It's maybe staff wrote on there, what would you like to say to your loved one? And so they're holding a whiteboard that says, I'm fine, stay healthy, those types of things. And so we're doing everything we can to keep people actively engaged. If a family member has a resident in one of our facilities and they haven't made contact with their loved one yet, they should feel free to call the main office at whatever facility, the main number at whatever facility that is, and we will make those connections.
And it sounds like you and the staff are being very innovative and creative in terms of keeping families in touch with their family members who may live at Heritage, and to keep those who are living at Heritage engaged and involved in a time in which their activities might be significantly curtailed as well.
Yes, we are, and that's a major focus. It's all hands on deck, whatever we can do to provide for their needs while keeping them as safe as we possibly can.
And I understand at the same time you are preparing for particular eventualities should something come your way in the future as we go on in the next few days and weeks. Tell me about the advanced preparedness that you've put into place at Heritage.
Sure, Dennis. Our task force is working very closely on the policies and procedures that will be implemented. You're starting to hear it now, not just the nursing home in the state of Washington, but nursing homes up in the Monroe County area of New York, down in Florida, Morgantown, West Virginia. Eventually, there's a high likelihood that one or all of our facilities will be impacted by this illness. And so we have policies and procedures in place to try to keep the residents quarantined, to keep our staff safe, full PPE, personal protective equipment. As long as we don't run out, we'll be available. We'll try to group those residents. If we have more than one in the facility, try to group them in one location to keep them even further isolated, staff only working with those residents, not interacting with other residents in the facility. So we're prepared. We're doing everything we can to, first of all, keep it out of the facility, temping our employees when they come to work, making sure they fill out the questionnaire to see if they're appropriate to come to work, temping our residents on every shift in our nursing homes and twice a day in our assisted living facilities to try to make sure that if somebody is showing any signs or symptoms, we catch it as soon as we possibly can. We're hoping that there are tests going to be available in our area very soon. I heard some rumors about that today, that we might have that capability through UPMC Chautauqua. So we're holding on to that hope that would be there as well.
I want to insert the right time reference in this program right now. It was recorded on Tuesday for broadcast on Wednesday.
The sooner we can test folks who we suspect, the better off we will all be to keep them separated, to keep our employees away and healthy unless they're wearing PPE. Our biggest fear is that we would have a large outbreak amongst our staff and then not have the staff we need to provide that care. So we're doing everything we can to protect the residents and our staff as well.
Well, and you suggest to us that the nursing home part of Heritage may have a mandatory or necessary role in this as time goes on.
Yes, we do. If there is an outbreak in our area and or even we have one in our facilities, we are still required to be able to admit to our nursing homes as long as we have beds available. In fact, we may say, for example, UPMC Chautauqua has a sudden influx of cases of those who have been infected, and they get them to the point where they don't need acute care services anymore, but they can't go home, then we would be required by the federal government and Medicare to be willing to admit those folks to our facilities should we have a vacancy available.
Wow. It's certainly a much different world from what it was a week or two ago. But David Smeltzer, thank you for the update from Heritage. Appreciate your efforts and taking the time to speak to us on the air today.
Thank you, Dennis.
David Smeltzer is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Heritage. He asked me to append to today's program the following. Because of the increased demands being put on Heritage at this unique time, they are looking for additional people to work there. And open interviews will be held today, Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to noon at the Homestead Stables on the Homestead campus. That's the Gary campus of Heritage. He assures me this will be done with appropriate social distancing. But if you find yourself in the position of looking for work right now, or you want to be available to help in some way, open interviews for jobs at Heritage will be held today, Wednesday, from 10 a.m. to noon at the Homestead Campus Stables in Gary.